Now, according to Kesty, the new four border points will soon be opened. On the support of the rebel groups, Kesty said that he had a confirmation from Salva Kiir that South Sudan would not support rebels in South Kordofan or Blue Nile. This is according to Sudanese Foreign Minister Ali Kesty. Now, another issue that was discussed was the issue of oil and the temporary shutdown of the pipeline in the Jebelin area. According to Kesty, the Sudanese side showed the South Sudanese side documents that they had nothing to do with it. So these were the main issues that were discussed by both sides. We tried to get a reaction from the South Sudanese side, but they did not speak to reporters or answer phone calls.
And Ismail, can you talk a little bit more about the oil issue? Was anything resolved?
Ali Kesty said was that the Sudan side showed the South Sudanese side documents that it had no part in the temporary closure of the pipeline that was alleged by South Sudan in the area of Jebelin. But Sudan is saying that it showed the documents that it had nothing to do with it, and it says that it might be elements along the border of South Sudan that may have played a role. Now, we were not able to get a South Sudanese response to that. As I mentioned, they had not briefed journalists or answered our calls, but that's the position of Sudan.
Those border points that you were talking about, the border openings, those were all in Abyei? Is that right?
I know there are a number of points that were agreed upon that would reopen to allow for trade between both sides to resume. They did not mention the names of the particular border points, but they said at least four border points will soon be open.
Were you briefed much on what's going on with the Abyei issue?
Many of us expected Abyei to be the top issue, especially after the killing of Denka chief Kwal Deng. But according to Ali Kesty, to Foreign Minister Ali Kesty, the South Sudanese side tried to bring up the issue of the Mbeki proposal, which was rejected by the Sudan side. There was no further details on Abyei, as far as we know.
What kind of relationship would you say that Presidents Kiir and al-Bashir have? I mean, is it a friendly relationship? Is it amicable?
Well, it seems, I mean, from our, you know, our coverage of many of these meetings, it changes. I mean, I guess the one interesting thing was after the meeting, when President Bashir was walking out, one Sudanese journalist asked him, how did the meeting go? And he responded in Arabic, "Kullu tamam," it was all good, it was all right. So he seemed at least okay with it. Now, there was one person that I did speak to from the South Sudanese side, but didn't give much details. And his general impression was that the meeting went well. So it seems that I guess the attitudes of both presidents, at least at this meeting, seemed it went well.